This is the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast, lighthearted and heartfelt conversations about what it looks like to live, heal, and blossom in middle age. I'm your host, April Pruitt. Let's get our bloom on. Hello, friends, and welcome to a little bit of what's to come next year in the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast. Here's pre-podcast episode 2. Yay!
This is a Mid-Bloom public announcement.
I was just in the mirror after washing my face. I sit down to put on some makeup, and I see this white hair curled on my chin. I swear it wasn't there a few minutes ago, but it's probably because I didn't have my glasses on. So I pluck it. Ow. I know other women get them because I see them. Maybe it wasn't there when they left the house. FYI, it could be normal, or there could be a hormonal or other medical issue that could cause this. So if you have a concern, please see a professional.
This was a Mid-Bloom public announcement.
Serenity now, people! You're running around shopping for food, presents, decorations, people all bunched up without masks on. Holiday fun indeed. Here are some ideas to help make the season a little brighter. Number one, you first is your responsibility. It's so easy to do things for others who you feel don't have the time, but then do you? You want to be giving and helpful, especially this time of the year. But then you can get resentful for not completing your own holiday to-do list. We might then get into a little passive-aggressive situation. Here's you. Well, I did everything you asked, and now you can't help me when everyone will be here any minute? The response. I figured you were doing what you needed and had extra time to help me. Self-sacrifice much? When you take care of yourself first, you can unselfishly reach out to family that may need help or a little boost. They'll love you for it, and you'll love you too. Number two, check out from your mind, just for a few hours. Meet up with a friend for coffee or a drink. Do some venting and laughing. Get a manicure or lock yourself in the bedroom, unless you've got little kids, of course. Wrap yourself in a soft blanket and put on some Netflix. Number three, move that body. I find myself so focused in front of the computer sometimes, I realize I haven't moved in hours. I get up and my bones are cracking and I feel tired. Put a timer on as a reminder to move every 30 minutes. Grab some water, pet the cat, step outside. Give your body a little break. Number four, shop online. I have been shopping online for years and I love it. No crowds, no COVID, but start a little early to make sure you get those packages on time or have them sent directly to their new owners. And number five, all of the above. Listen, I think you'd rather focus on your self-care than losing control with a family member and having to hire an attorney to plan your defense. Wishing you and yours a wonderful holiday season and a safe and joyful new year. Thank you for joining me today on Living in Mid-Bloom. Please let us know how we're doing. We appreciate all feedback. We are all divine beings who just want to be seen and heard. Have a beautiful day.